Why, hello everybody. Welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about Taylor Swift. So here we go. Taylor Allison Swift was born on December 13th, 1989 in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Swift spent her early years on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania that her father had purchased from one of his clients. And she spent her summers at family's vacation home in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, where she occasionally performed acoustic songs at the local coffee shop. In Nashville, Swift worked as an experienced music row songwriter as Troy Verges, Brett Beavers, Brett James, Mac Anneli, and the Warren Brothers, and formed a lasting working relationship with Liz Ruse. She began working on her Empanoyas debut album with Nathan Chapman. Swift wrote and co-wrote all album tracks and co-writers with Rose, include Rose with Robert Ellis Overall, Brian Matcher, and Angela Petrella. Released in October 2006, Taylor Swift peaked at number 5 on the US Billboard 200, on which it spent 157 weeks on the longest day on the chart by any release in the US in the 2000s decade. Swift's second studio album, Fearless, was released in November 2008 in North America and in March 2009 in other markets. On the Billboard 200, Fearless spent 11 weeks at number 1, becoming Swift's first chart topper to the longest running number 1 female country album. You Belong With Me won Best Female Video at the 2009 MTV MTV Video Music Awards. Her acceptance speech was interrupted by the rapper Kanye West, and an incident became the subject of controversy and widespread media coverage. Swift's third studio album, Speak Now, was released in October 2010, written solely by Swift. The album debuted at the Billboard 200 with over a million US copies sold first week, and became the fastest-selling digital album by a female artist. Red, Swift's fourth studio album, was released in October 2012, resulting in a genre-spanning record that incorporated electric styles, pop track, rock, and a British rock, dubstep, and dance pop. The album opened at number 1 on the Billboard 200 with 1.21 million sales, and was Swift's first number 1 album in the UK. Its lead single, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, was her first number 1 on the Billboard 100, and its third single, I Knew You Were Trouble, reached at the top 5 charts worldwide. Other singles from Red were Begin Again, 22, Everything Has Changed, The Last Time, and of course, Red. In March 2014, Swift began living in New York City, where she credited as a creative influence on her fifth studio album, 1989. She described as 1989 her first official pop album, released in October 2014. The album opened at a top on the Billboard 200 with 1.28 million copies sold. Its singles were Shake It Off, Blank Space, and Bad Blood, and they reached at number 1 in Australia, Canada, and the US, which the first two marking Swift the first woman to replace herself at the Hot 100 top spot. Taylor dated the DJ Calvin Harris from March 2015 to June 2016. They co-wrote the song This Is What You Came For, featuring vocals from Rihanna. In February 2020, Swift signed a global publishing deal with Universal Music Publish Group after her 16-year contract with Sony ATV expired. But amidst the COVID-19 pandemic during 2020, Swift surprised and released two sister albums that were recorded and produced by Antoff and Aaron Dancer Full Core in July, Evermore in December. The singles were Cardigan, Betty, and Exile. From Folklore are Willow, Nobody No Crime, and Coney Island from Evermore. Folklore was best-selling album of 2020 in the US, and together with Cardigan, made Swift the first artist to debut at the US number 1 album at number 1 in the same week, and she achieved a feat again with Evermore and Willow. Taylor's 10th studio album, Midnights, was released in October 2022. The album incorporates a restrained electric pop and synth pop with elements of hip-hop, R&B and electronica. Swift's next re-recorded album, Speak Now, Taylor's Version, and 1989 Taylor's Version, were released in July-October 2023. The former made Swift the woman that she was number one albums in the Billboard 200 history, surpassing Barbara Streisand, and later was her sixth album sale, 1 million copies in a single week in the US, claiming her career's largest album sales week. In March 2023, Taylor embarked on the Eras Tour, a retrospective tour covering all of her album studio albums, media outlets, and extensively covered the tour's global, cultural, and economic impact, and its US leg broke the record for the most tickets sold in a day. The Eras Tour became the highest grossing tour in history. Its concert film was released in theatres worldwide on October 13, 2023, which grossed over $250 million to become the highest grossing concert film, and was nominated for the Golden Globe Award for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. In July of 2024, Swift and Kels received horrible threats online from Germany, and also in mid-July, three beautiful girls were sadly murdered at the Southport incident, and Taylor Swift made a heartbreaking statement about the incident, saying, "The horror of yesterday's attack in Southport is washing over me continuously, and I'm completely in shock. The loss and life of innocence and horrendous trauma inflicted on everyone who was there, the families and the first responders. They were just little kids at a dance class, and I'm at complete loss on how I convey my sympathies to these families." And after that incident in England, leading to other incidents, then in August, all three of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concerts in Virginia were cancelled. So now you know about Taylor Swift. She's had a very amazing history, that she, career that she's embarked on, and I really hope she'll continue with more. And hopefully, all the bad stuff that's happened in the past you get what I mean. But hopefully, those three little girls, their legacy will live on through the love of her music. And I hope, whatever, if she has any other bad troubles coming up, I really hope she'll be okay. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities, and I'll see you all soon. Bye for now.